Coach Carter here with the Motivation Movement and a little Wednesday wisdom. It's heavy on my heart to kind of share some observations, things that have kind of crossed my mind and I want to talk about. And it's creating this illusion, I don't know, whether it be via social media or just in your life in general, where you're painting a picture of a false happiness or a false contentedness. And something, it just kind of hit me, you know, happy people don't try to convince others that they're happy because they're just too busy being happy. They're so involved with living their life and being satisfied and being content and living to its fullest that they don't have the need or the desire to convince others that they're happy. And I'm not saying just because you post a happy picture on Instagram or Facebook that you're not happy or you're putting on this illusion, but when it's a constant thing, and I can speak from experience, being in a marriage for almost 15 years, things not necessarily the greatest all the time, and behind the scenes, argumentative and all kinds of discord and whatnot. But still putting on a happy face, still pretending that everything was good, almost to keep status quo, not wanting to be, you know, I guess transparent. And eventually, it's to our demise, it's to our own downfall, is you can't keep that up forever. And you can keep that up for a long time, you know, you can't really put a time limit on it. But eventually, you will be exposed. Eventually, the truth will come out and, you know, your little illusion, your little dream will be shattered. And I see a lot of posts, people, this is happiness, this is what this is that, and they're wrong. That's not necessarily what it is. Is that's their attempt to convince everybody that they've found happiness. True happiness isn't boastful. True happiness isn't loud. It's not in your face. It's not materialistic. It's not going here or going there. Like, true happiness is when you're fully content, your needs and wants and desires are taken care of. And I mean, you can even be happy with all of your needs and desires not taken care of, but it's a state of mind. And honestly, it's a choice. You can be in the midst of hell, in the midst of divorce, in the midst of sickness, disease, losing family members, and you can still have a happy countenance about you. You can still look at each day as a gift. You can still look at your situation in a positive manner. Now, I can sit here and tell you that I am not happy all the time. I have very dark moments where I'm upset. I feel like a victim. I blame. But you know, at the end of the day, I take accountability. I own my shit. I realize that, you know, I'm in my situation because of my decisions. No relationship fails because of one person. No goal isn't met because your spouse keeps bringing crappy food in the house. You know, the gym that you want to go to is too far. Like, there's all these excuses, and those are used to kind of, you know, shift the blame and lose accountability for your actions. And I feel like once we kind of accept that we are where we are because of us, and you know, I guess in essence own our shit, we'll be able to move forward when we're just completely honest with ourselves. So you can fool everybody else, you can paint these great pictures on Instagram and Facebook and social media and try to convince everybody that the life you're living is your best life now and you're on top of the world and you're going here and going there and you're seeing this and seeing that. But when you're really unhappy, you know, it's evident. The only person you might be fooling is yourself. You can see the unhappiness in people. You can see, you know, that what their outward, their reach, their attempt to convince or to change people's mind. And it's disheartening, you know. And again, this isn't a message to try to discourage you from posting happy pictures or positive experiences. It's more of a generalization where it's just something that I see. It's something that people do. It's you know, a way to kind of mask what's truly going on in their lives. And they do it via social media. They do it via posts or They create their own hashtags, or you know, the things that they're doing are, you know, they're out of spite, or they have direction to them, you guys. So whoops, my bad. Lost you guys there for a second. I wanted to kind of switch gears and talk a little bit about a quote that I'm going to talk a little bit about in my minute of motivation today, a little Wednesday wisdom. It's a quote by Pat Riley, and it says, "If you have a positive attitude and constantly strive to give your best effort, eventually you will overcome your immediate problems and find you are ready for greater challenges." And that just means to me that, you know, there's going to be challenges. There's going to be issues. There's going to be problems. There's going to be obstacles. Like, none of us are impervious to that. There's no way around it. Like, that is life. Every day we're, you know, faced with challenging decisions and choices, and those decisions and choices ultimately decide what direction our lives head. And, you know, from experience, we're not always making the right choices. And a lot of times we're making things worse for ourselves because we're not thinking clearly, or because we're not going into them with a positive attitude. You know, if I have a problem and I go into it pessimistic, I go into it negatively, and I already think the worst outcome, that is going to directly affect my actions and my behaviors and ultimately my decision. If I go in haphazardly, I go in there and, you know, I'm tired or exhausted and I don't give my best effort, that's going to affect my decisions and my choices. And so Pat Riley nailed it when he says, have a positive attitude and constantly strive to give your best effort, and your immediate problems will be overcome. So what you're dealing with right here, right now, today. And that's a little bit what I talked about yesterday is, you know, each day presents its own list of problems, its own obstacles. So yesterdays have come and gone. They might have even carried over, and so you're dealing with them a little bit today. Tomorrow's problems have yet to come. So focusing and stressing and losing sleep over, you know, tomorrow's problems really gets you nowhere. You know, worrying doesn't add to your life. It doesn't increase your value. It doesn't help you in any way, shape, or form. And you can look in religious texts. You can look through all kinds of, the Stoics, the Platos, the Aristotle, individuals like that who were fathers of philosophy. It's always talking about worry and future tripping, and thinking about what's to come is a waste of time. It's a waste of your present life. So just kind of wrapping up all of my random thoughts and tying it together with a nice little bow. Touched a little bit on social media and how, you know, recognize your patterns. You know, happy people don't try to convince others they're happy. They're too busy living their life and being happy. Post, share, let people know about your experiences. That's okay. But keep it transparent. You know, hey, if you have a shitty day, why don't you talk about it? You know, and I'm not saying bring everybody down. I'm not saying put your, you know, air your dirty laundry out there, or to, you know, put toxic and negative vibes out there. But it's okay to say, man, I'm having a bad day. Today's rough. Hashtag mood is shitty. Hashtag I hate Mondays. You know, whatever it is. But being transparent and keeping it real gives you a better sense of like where you're truly at. Life isn't a highlight reel. And that's what social media has become. Less and less people are being transparent and keeping it real with their followers and with themselves. So back it up a little bit and make sure you're keeping it 100 with yourself. And then also staying in the present, you guys, giving your best effort, keeping a positive attitude, like no matter what you're faced with. And we're guaranteed to be faced with all kinds of obstacles every single day. It just depends on what it is. So I hope this message is encouraging. I hope it's positive to you. I hope it blesses you. I am getting some comments, and I'm excited to talk about some of our future podcasts, you know, healthy relationships with food, things like that. So stay tuned, you guys. Get after it today and keep grinding. Have a good one.